On the last Bravo Brazos Valley, I introduced you to some WTAW history, some fairly ancient history, back to the days when our station's broadcasters also wrote for the A&M Battalion. And the whole operation was out of the second floor of the administration building. And that was after WTAW had moved from the YMCA building on campus. This all came from a reunion I was able to attend more than 10 years ago in Navasota of four of the broadcasters, Dick Bolin, Conrad Baring Jr., John Holman, and Tom Jernay. Jernay was one of those who pulled double duty at WTAW and at the Bat and said that they were still news-gathering rivals.
But there wasn't particularly any cooperation or interaction between the two. The only real connection was those of us who happened to work for both. The best memories I have of the newspaper, doing feature stories, and we had a chance to go after we got the stories and everything together. We had to go down to the basement to the print shop, and we could work with the linotype man down there and put the paper together.
In October of 1942, Tom Jernay wrote an article for the battalion titled, WTAW, Despite Humble Start, Now Plays Important Part in Southwest Radio. It's the information from that article that gives us much of the history that we here at the Radio Ranch now know about our station. Tom Jernay tells this story about the secret messages he would hide in his stock reports. Listen.
There wasn't much programming to it, really, Tom. There was some stock market reports, and there was agricultural programs, and there were some music programs. They were on the air about an hour and a half a day, I think, something like that. To illustrate things that you could get by with in those days, and nobody knows this, they're going to know it now. I had a system worked out with my girlfriend who lived in Belleville, and when I needed to communicate with her, something. We had signals that interspersed with the stock market reports. We were talking about the commodities or cattle or agriculture or whatever, and it, whatever different type of description that I used of what the market was doing was sending a signal to her that I'd see her this weekend or I couldn't come this weekend or she should come to A&M or something like that. Nobody ever caught on as far as I know, and the reports were legitimate. You could use slow or easy or sluggish in describing a market. They all meant the same thing. But to her, each one meant something else.
Oh, I like that. Tom Jernay, Dick Bolin, Conrad Baring Jr., and John Holman, they've all passed on now, but that reunion I was able to attend more than 10 years ago, it was so enlightening, so special, I'll never forget it. And Dick Bolin bringing the recordings, the old 78 RPM on vinyl of some of the broadcasts of that day. Going to leave you now with some of that from the mid-1940s.
College Station, Texas, April 24th, 1947. Dick Bolin talking. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press. Former Minnesota Governor Harold Stassen, a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, says the GOP has a good chance to name the next president. Stassen told British newsmen that the election depends on the manner in which Republican leaders meet their future responsibilities. Stassen said he regarded the recent Chicago election as significant in the light that it threw on the relations of the GOP and the Democratic parties in one city, he added. And that's the news till now.
That was 1947, after WTAW had already been on the air for more than two decades. Hey, we've always told you we're old. We're going to finish this series on the history of our radio station next Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.